As we begin, let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, as we come before your word this morning, would you help us to lay before you all that would distract us, all that would divert our attention away from what you want to say to us today through this word. So would you help us to listen, to inwardly mark and digest this word, Father God, that it would transform our hearts and our lives more and more to the likeness of Jesus, your Son, our Saviour. Amen. Well, this morning, we're thinking about treasured things, especially as it's Mothering Sunday and how precious they all are to us. And I've brought some treasure with me today. It's something that I've had for many years, and it's something that I've looked after. I keep it in this box, and it is something so totally unique. There is only one of them in the whole world. Okay, it is that precious, and not only that, what is in this box is really treasured by God. It is so unique that God loves it immeasurably. And I wondered if anybody would like to have a guess what it might be. In fact, why don't one or two of you come up and have a look? Who would like to come and have a look inside my treasure box? I have to warn you that you can look inside it, but you must not share what it is, because it is, you know, it's that. Come forward then. Are you ready? You're going to be absolutely amazed. Are you ready? Don't tell anybody, will you? Promise. Okay. Did you see it? Is that not amazing? Is there any other one like that in the world?
Nope.
Told you. See, so really, would you like to have a look? You can't share this until later. Okay, you ready? Isn't that amazing? Have you ever seen anything like that before? Could you want to have a look? Ready? Don't tell anybody. Don't. You want to have a look? Come around this way. Come around this way. Look. Ready? Whoa! This is a great treasure, isn't it? Would you like to see my treasure? Come on, come around this way. Look. Are you ready? You can't share what it is. Are you ready? Wow! Do you want to have a look, Lydia? Ready? Whoa! Isn't this amazing? I mean, should we ask some of the grown-ups if they'd like to have a look?
I want to let the baby look.
You want to have a look? Ready?
Let the baby look.
That's not amazing.
That's not amazing.
It's
only
a mirror.
Whoa. Do you want to have a look?
It's a mirror.
Grab a seat, guys. I ought to ask a couple of adults to go, Kev, come here and have a look at this. Kev, would you like to see this treasure?
I would love it's to the see
most
this treasure.
It's the most amazing. Are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
You mustn't share.
Okay.
You ready?
Wow. I like that treasure.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've had it for years, and I just, I love it. I know that God loves what's in this box. Do you know what's in this box? Look. You see, this is the most amazing treasure. You are the most amazing. Don't you think you're the most amazing treasure?
Yeah,
isn't it absolute? Kev, look at that. Yeah. You're so
even
handsome.
Second time.
Yeah, second time. But treasures are important, aren't they? Listening to that Bible story this morning, what really touches my heart about it is that this woman, she's not named, but what she has done will be remembered in time immemorial. She's not named, she just brings herself and this treasure that she has, this jar of really expensive perfume. It's worth a year's wage, approximately. How much is a year's wage these days? What's an average wage these days? Anybody, any of the children know? How much does mum and dad earn? Giving review. How much do you think a year's wage is?
About £50,000.
Actually, I don't think you're that far off. Any of the grown-ups know what the annual average wage is in our country? Do you guys know?
£34,000.
Yeah, say the same. It's about, yeah? Yeah, how much?
I've got a good year. I did 10%, 65.
65. Well, higher, lower, higher, lower, yeah? It's actually about £30,000. How many of you, your husbands and dads and grandparents have bought for your mums £35,000 worth of perfume today. Not a single hand. No. It's amazing, isn't it, to think that she had this perfume. And what did she do? She broke it open. She broke it open and began to anoint Jesus with it. Okay. Now, if you read this episode is recounted in all four Gospels, and some of the details get kind of mixed up. The Gospel writers don't always completely agree, but what they do agree on is that it took place in Bethany. It was at the home of someone called Simon. Lazarus was there, and Jesus was the honoured guest. And enter our unexpected star of the show, and she brings herself and a very expensive jar of perfume, which also brings quite a bit of emotional baggage. You know that song we sang right at the beginning, just the second song? Here we are, just as we are. You know, that's how we come before God, because God sees into the heart. And as she's anointing Jesus, she is weeping. Doesn't say why she's weeping. Maybe it's because she's got a premonition about what's to come, and Jesus might have affirmed that by saying, she's anointing me for my burial. It might be that she'd been forgiven something so great that it's really touched and transformed her life. But you know, the guests at the meal react in a variety of ways, but they're mostly disparaging. But you know, Jesus commends her, because what she does is a pure act of love. It's a pure act of sacrifice, and Jesus commends it as a blessing and says, you know, no one will ever forget this. It's that sacrificial act of love. Now, today is Mothering Sunday, and it's a day when we consider how precious our mothers and the ladies in our lives are to each and every one of us, and how blessed we are to have them, to love them, or to have loved them. And there are some interesting things that have been written by mothers. Gore Vidal said this: never have children, only grandchildren. I can relate to that. I can relate to that, yeah. You know when your children are growing up, when they stop asking where they came from and refuse to tell you where they're going. That's also true. I can relate to that as well. And again, what my mother taught me about justice: one day you'll have kids, and I hope they're just like you, then you'll see what it's like. And then finally, excuse me, finally, if evolution really works, how come mothers only have two hands? Or finally, an ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy. I love that one. An ounce of mother is worth a pound of clergy. But you know, from time past, mothers have come in for both good and bad press. Oscar Wilde said, all women become like their mothers, that's their tragedy. No man does, that's his. But Honoré de Balzac, the 19th century French writer and philosopher, said something rather more profound. He said, the heart of a mother is a deep abyss at the bottom of which you will always find forgiveness. And I think that is so very, very true. Consider Mary, the mother of Jesus. I wonder what it must have felt like to learn that your son is to be executed. Yet Mary had the courage to stand there at the foot of the cross as her son hung from it. She had the courage to be there for her son when he needed her, no matter what the cost to her. Somehow Mary found the strength to stick it out, to be alongside Jesus in his hour of greatest need. And I think that's both the privilege and the requirement of parenting, for both mothers and fathers, to endure and to go on enduring, no matter what the cost to yourself. And we find that reflected throughout Scripture in so many mothers' stories. For example, Miriam, who led the people in praising God after crossing the Red Sea in Exodus 15. Ruth, who put God first and became the ancestress of King David. Esther, who took her life in her hands to plead for her doomed people. And there's no attempt in Scripture to sentimentalize what mothering involves. There's the pain and the aching. There's the confusion and times of misunderstanding and grief, as well as all the times of joy and affection, of shared laughter, and the delight in watching a human being develop and mature. Excuse me a moment. If that's the sort of love that God has for us, then don't we think we ought to find that sort of love not only for our own children, but for everyone else as well? It means suspending judgment about others. It means standing alongside them, no matter whether we think they're innocent or guilty. That concept is immaterial. It means sticking with them no matter what the cost, no matter what the pain. And we need to recognize that it may well involve both times of great joy and times of deep sorrow as well. You know, we're called to bear one another's burdens and to suffer with one another and to watch one another develop spiritually and grow more and more into the likeness of Christ. So inside the box is the mirror, and that precious gift we see inside is ourselves. And how precious and how loved we are by Jesus. And what a sacrifice he made for us. More than a year's wages, more than a lifetime's wages. As we reflect on the story of that unknown woman that came into that meal, let's also consider the sacrifices that mothers make and that so often go unnoticed, but are always remembered by those closest to them. And let's also think about what might we treasure today and bring to Jesus, even with our own emotional baggage. The heart of a mother is a deep abyss at the bottom of which you will always find forgiveness and endurance and pain and strength and above all, love. For the hearts of a mother at its very best mirrors the heart of God. Let's pray. Father God, on this special day of the year, we give thanks for those who have nurtured us, who have grown us, who have stood alongside us through pain and confusion, through joy and gladness. We give you thanks for those whom have loved us and whom we love today. As we honor them, may we honor you and honor your Son, Jesus, who gave up all for each and every one of us. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.